USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices jumped a nickel from Tuesday to Wednesday. AAA finding the national average price for regular is up to $4.67 a gallon. The lowest average price is in Georgia at $4.16 a gallon. In California, the statewide average is up another 3 cents to $6.19 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says these gas prices are costing Americans a lot of extra money.
Collectively, America, the U.S., is spending $623 million more every day on gasoline than we did just a year ago. So, obviously, a big bite out of the economy going to gasoline.
A Fairfax County, Virginia jury finds Amber Heard defamed Johnny Depp and awarded him $15 million in damages. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The chief of the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District is refuting claims that he's not in contact with the Texas Department of Public Safety. DPS saying on Tuesday that Pete Arredondo, who is also a Uvalde City Council member, refuses to be interviewed regarding last week's killing of 19 Robb Elementary students and two teachers by a gunman. CNN had a chance to catch up with Arredondo.
And just so everybody knows, we've been in contact with DPS every day, just so you all know.
They say you're
every
not, day. They say that you're not cooperating.
I've been on the phone with them every day.
They say you're not cooperating. So
just so you know, we've been talking to them every day.
A new survey conducted by BMO and Ipsos found that 25% of Americans are delaying retirement plans because Americans are putting away less in their savings accounts to cover other rising costs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Speaking at the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris is addressing how the Biden administration is handling water security. The Vice President saying the start of the summer is weeks away, and yet many areas are already experiencing droughts.
As our planet warms and weather patterns change, extreme drought is becoming increasingly common. At this moment, about 90 million Americans are living under drought conditions.
She says more people are understanding the need for water security. Vice President Harris says it drives up prices and contributes to wildfires. She adds the bipartisan infrastructure law will increase water storage projects. One company is giving its executives an ultimatum when it comes to working from home versus working in the office.
Tesla employees should pretend to work somewhere else if they're not willing to return to their offices. That was a tweet by CEO Elon Musk on Wednesday. He went on to say in a leaked memo obtained by Bloomberg, anyone who wishes to do remote work must be in the office a minimum, and I mean minimum, of 40 hours per week or depart Tesla. That's a far cry from Twitter's policy right now, which is optional. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And finally, the Powerball jackpot in Wednesday night's drawing is $168 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.